We are in Simen Kuf Samach Zayin in Hilchas Betzias HaPas. We're up to Siv Zayin. We will be doing from Zayin through Yud. Ruvain Shayonotul Yodav La'achila. Ruvain washed his hands for the meal. The Yaakov Hayamavarach HaMotzi. And Yaakov was making a motzi. The Niskaven Lohotzi Ashomim. And he had Kavana to be motzi, all those who hear him. And Ruvain had Kavana to be Yotze too. Vacharkach Nigev Ruvain Yodav Ubirach Almatilos Yodayim. And then Ruvain dried his hands and said, Al Natilas Yadayim, Lo have a hefsik, the Yotze bebirkas Yaakov. It's not considered a hefsik, and he's Yotze with the bracha of Yaakov, and Tzarech Lachsel Levarach Birkas HaMotzi. Essentially, what this halacha is saying is that if someone else makes a motzi and is being motzi you, even though you have not yet made the bracha of Al Natilas Yadayim, the halacha is you can be Yotze, and then afterwards you dry your hands and say Al Natilas Yadayim, and then you can eat bread. The Mishnah Berurah says that this is even true if you didn't wash yet. Someone's being motzi, everybody. There's someone there who didn't wash yet. He could be yotza the motzi, and then he'll wash, say al nitilas yadayim, dry, and come back and eat. And he was yotza with the motzi. Meaning, of course, lechatchila, you're not supposed to have a long hefsik, but if you were mechavim to be yotza, and then you went and washed your hands, v'halacha is that you're yotza with the motzi. Now, the Mishnah Berurah asks the kasha, the halacha is that you cannot make the bracha of Al Natilas Yodayim once you said the motzi. Meaning if someone washes and forgot to say Al Natilas Yodayim, the halacha is he can say Al Natilas Yodayim until the motzi. Why is it any different than over here? That once you say the motzi, you can still say Al Natilas Yodayim. So he says, if you already washed and dried your hands, then you said HaMotzi, it's too late to say Al Natilas Yodayim. But if you heard the motzi before you dry the hands, the halacha is that you can say al natilas yadayim even after hamotzi. Sifches, shachach va'ochol v'lo birach hamotzi. What happens if he forgot and ate without a bracha? Im nisker b'toch asuda mevorech. If he remembers during the meal, he should make a bracha. V'im lo nisker at shagamer sudaso ein mevorech. If he doesn't remember till he finishes his meal, he should not make a bracha. So first of all, the Mishnah Berurah brings a machlokis. The pashtis is that when he makes a bracha, it is going to work for what he's about to eat, but it does not work lamafreya retroactively on everything that he did eat. The tzlach shita is that he was metakin lamafreya as well. According to the tzlach, if you still have some food ahead of you, so that your motzi has what to be chal on, you now are motzi with this everything that you've already eaten. Now, according to the Ravid, not only does it work lamafreya, but according to the Ravid, the halach is even if you have no bread left, you can say hamotzi on what you've already eaten. Now, we don't paskin like him. Nevertheless, if you have no bread left, it's a good thing to go get hold of bread and make another motzi. Because this way, according to the Ravid and the tzlach, you'll also be covering everything that you already ate. Siftes. Im hu mesupik im birich hamotzi olav enochoz mevarach. The halach is safik brachas lahakil. If you don't remember if you made a motzi or not, we paskin that you're allowed to eat. You're actually allowed to eat without a bracha. Safik brachas lahakil paskins for me that I've already made a bracha, so I'm allowed to eat. The Mishnah Berurah says that it is still better to have someone else be motzi you if you can. Sif yud. In b'makom birkas hamotzi bir shakol miyeh bedvaro. If someone instead of a motzi said a shakol, or he said in Aramaic, blessed is Rachmana, the merciful one, which is the way they would say Hashem in Aramaic, Malka, king, More Dahai Pita, who is the master of this bread, or is the one that made it happen. The halach is that you are Yotza. Now this is all b'di'eved, l'chatchila, you're supposed to make the bracha as it is. Not only that, even though you're allowed to make a bracha in any language you wish, that is only if it is a literal translation. Rachmana is not a literal translation of Hashem's name. So that lechatchila you should not be doing this. Now, the only reason that this works is because you said brich rachmana, and rachmana takes the place of the shem Hashem. You need a shem and malchus, so you have rachmana and malka. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that you have to say malka diolmot, that's melech ha'olam. It's not just enough to say that Hashem is a king, but you have to say that he is the king of the world. Now, the other thing is, what happens if, here in the bracha, we only have one shem, we don't have two shemes. In a regular bracha, we say Hashem Elokeinu. You see from here that the second, that the Elokeinu, that second shem, is not ma'akev. As long as you have one shame and you have malchus, then it's not ma'akev. Now, you have to say maridahai pita, you have to mention the bread. What if you didn't mention the bread? So the Mishnah Berurah says it could be that you are yotze, since the bread is sitting in front of you, so it's obvious to all what exactly you're making the bracha on. Now, the Mechaber told us that you can be yotze either with this brich rachmana, or you're even yotze b'dieved with the shakol. The Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha, brings down that you're also yotze if you say borei minei mezonis on bread, b'dieved, you would be yotze.